enter, I would now seek a motion to enter back into Committee of the Whole so we can continue with our business regarding the capital improvement plan. Motion's been made, seconded. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We're back in Committee of the Whole, and I'll recognize the Chairman of Finance to preside over the Committee of the Whole.
The Chairman of Finance is going to suggest a 3-minute recess for people to take a break. And then when we come back, Mr. Rooney, you're going to handle the presentation. Okay. All right, if the board could please come back to order. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the discussion of the FY 2012 to the FY 2016, I believe, CIP as presented by the administration. And at this point, I will turn the discussion over to Mr. Rooney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. After talking about water and sewer for a good couple hours, I'm drinking water like to beat the band here. I see some of you are caffeinating up, though, so I'm wary of that. I just want to touch briefly, spend a couple minutes to talk about process of the CIP, where we've been and where we're going. Stephanie Gilman, the building commissioner, will answer questions about the current FY 11 CIP projects, any status or questions that you had about those. And then our CFO, Maureen Lemieux, is here to talk about the FY 12 to 16 funding strategies going forward. So just briefly, if you remember, it seems like a long time ago when we submitted this CIP proposal, and back in October, it was the administration's first year, and we had just hired a building commissioner with a skill set of capital asset management, and admittedly, at that time, we were rolling over the projects from the previous administration, and one of the first things the building commissioner confirmed for us was that we really can't prioritize projects unless we have a complete assessment of our capital assets. And we set about, number one, petitioning the board for funds to conduct that assessment, and most recently have selected a firm to begin that process. That will be conducted over the next 4 or 5 months, and would be ready for the CIP submission this October in 2011. In the meantime, after the CIP had been submitted, the mayor conducted 8 town halls to find out what were priorities to our residents. And what we heard was that schools and public safety, the roads and sidewalks, our mobility around the city, and thirdly, maintaining our parks where they'd like to spend some of their free time, and what the city is renowned for. That's not surprising. Those are the things that interface with the public on a daily basis. And they have great public use and visibility. But we just spent an hour and a half talking about the importance of what we don't see, and that's the infrastructure under our streets, and nonetheless crucial to our quality of life here. So the purpose of the CIP in this October, as it will be submitted, will be to integrate the capital projects across the disciplines of, you know, our water sewer, our street work, our parks, and our buildings. As well, it would prioritize, it integrates them, you know, as, you know, monetarily, but it also will prioritize where we would put our funds as they become available, and in a simple manner, be able to go down the list as far as we have funds, draw the line, and because the prioritization has been done. if I could refer you to the slide that's being presented. This was in your packet. President Lenin had included in his handout, and it talks just briefly about the process, which what I would say starts in July, which is when the administration calls for projects from the departments and spends hours with each department head reviewing why it's important to them, how it interfaces with other services and other departments, and trying to create a matrix that that we can whittle down to what is realistic for our funding availability. So that takes a couple months, and then we submit the booklet in October. The mayor presents it, at which time there's 6 months, which brings us to today, which is concurrent with the budget, and we're reviewing that booklet, that project list going forward. So I just want to acknowledge that we've had quite a few department heads turn over, and what I heard back from the different budget hearings from different aldermen here was about process, that there's some confusion about when things should happen, what order they should be in, how we should do that. And if I could just say that we were saying the same thing on the executive side, that it really is the ordinance is very brief, and I think you've included that language, and it leaves a lot to what that process looks like. And just in the past couple weeks, Stephanie, along with Nancy Forrester, our performance manager, had mapped out again this process of CIP for all our department heads to understand, all the different steps that it takes at the department level, and then try to map it onto a calendar so that we're synchronized in this, and we'd be happy. It was timely because it's the budget questions are coming up, and very similar questions, and we'd be happy to engage the board members over the next couple of months as we prepare for the CIP in 2011. So what I will have is Stephanie just. I think the key that we spent a lot of time in the submission this past year was on the 2011 projects that come from a multitude of funding sources, and I think we've made great progress in implementing many of those, and some that we've found cannot be implemented as stated, and those either get rolled over to future fiscal years, or they get abbreviated, reduced in scope, or they get dropped. So Stephanie will cover sort of the status of the current update at this point.
Thank you. So Bob mentioned a lot of what I was also going to talk about in terms of process. As I arrived, it was clear to me that I needed a map to understand what the process is. So we've been working very hard with Nancy Forrester, trying to map out each piece of the process that needs to happen and when it needs to happen. So included in your packet, you have an update on the FY11 projects. In the interest of time, I was going to ask if there were questions rather than going through and reading it. If you would like me to read it, if you would like me to go through it item by item, I can do that as well.
Alderman Yates. Do I understand correctly that the City Hall windows project is to be funded by the proceeds of last fall's bond sale?
Yeah, the spring bond.
Okay. So has that been designed, and as soon as the money comes up, that can be done?
That's been assigned to an on-call consultant.
Okay. So that will be done in this fiscal year or in FY12?
FY12.
Okay.
FY12.
Okay. The fall of this calendar year. The War Memorial project, I get the impression from what I've read that it's not really designed yet. Is that a fair statement?
There was a study done to look at the water infiltration issues.
There was.
The study was done, I want to say, in 2007.
Okay.
And there were some recommendations for how to approach remediating that infiltration problem, and there's some settling on the stairs at the War Memorial.
Okay, so do I understand correctly that that project, because it involves masonry, and the Civil War Memorial project in the Newton Cemetery should be done together, because you can save some money by having one contractor do both jobs with similar skills?
My understanding is that it happens that the study combines those two projects,
Yeah. But
they don't necessarily need to be executed together because one is a building project and one is a memorial project.
So you don't save any money by doing them together?
I don't. The staging is in two different locations.
Okay.
I don't think that, I can't say for sure, but I don't know that there's that much of a saving
right.
available to do them together.
Okay. I think that's my only question about
okay.
the current projects that are in here. And, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first item, the MSBA loan interest, the reference indicates that the question will be made, or determination will be made, whether to take advantage of the low interest loan. My impression was that we had, in effect, a rate subsidy compared to other rates, so that if there were a chance to use all of this money, and or if we didn't need all of it currently to substitute for some of the other funding, so that the basic point is that to the extent we have a subsidy, we ought to take advantage of all of it. Is that, am I misreading that, or is there some alternative? Because it seems to be one of the things we do get from the state we ought to take advantage of.
Well, that loan is for only the Newton North High School project, and it is only for the last $15 million of the $197.5. So it cannot be used. If we never get the $197.5, we won't use all $15 million, and we cannot divert the money to other capital projects.
No, I wouldn't expect you to. What I was curious about, whether you could roll it back and take out some of the debt that you've got for Newton North at a higher rate. And that's what I would want.
No, we cannot.
You cannot do it.
It has to be the last $15 million up to, so
we have to demonstrate that there's an actual need at the end of the project for the money. That's what we've been told. So we can't roll it back and retire some of the other debt. We have to show that we actually need the money.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we won't need it all, but we're not there yet.
Okay, great. And then also, Mr. Rooney, you indicated to me, I just want to confirm that the Bennett Road Tower issue is still, and this memo indicates, in the process of analysis, and some of the neighbors have been asking questions about that, and when the time comes, you'll let us know.
Okay. I wanted to just take a moment. Maureen's name is on this, so I just wanted to thank Maureen for, this is exactly what I was looking for, you know, an updated status on the projects that we talked about last fall. And I know you did it on short notice, but this is very helpful. And then, Stephanie, the only other thing you mentioned, and I think some of us are more aware of this than others, you know, public facilities. You mentioned, I think you said, on-call consultant, which is really just a relationship that we have with architects. And, you know, we were a little bit slow getting some projects out and designed. And one of the reasons for that is our contracts had expired, and for the last couple of months, Stephanie has been working with Design Review, I believe, and Designer Selection, in order to identify some on-call architects. And I believe that process is completed, and we have how many now on board?
Four on-call architects and two on-call engineers.
Whether it's the economy or whatever, from what you had told me, we were able to choose from one of the largest pools of firms that's ever applied to, you know, to fill this need for us, and I assume that, you know, we're feeling pretty good about the quality of the people we have on call.
I think, I don't remember the exact number, but we had a I want to say 20 architects submit qualifications, and maybe a dozen engineers.
And we're talking about some pretty good-sized firms, which we haven't had in the past. So I think the point is, I think that we're in good shape as far as, you know, going forward with, you know, the different projects that we need to get designed and out on the street. And it took a while, but the news is favorable on the quality. Yes.
Thank you. The DEP environmental remediation at Horace Mann, I thought that was part of the budget this year. In FY11, it was a CIP item. It's an ongoing expense because every year the department has had to come back and ask for money for that. For next fiscal year, it's part of the budget.
Part of the budget.
Okay.
Instead of,
so this is just
instead of a CIP item, it's just
this is
from FY11.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other questions on the FY11, Alderman Shapiro and then Alderman Fuller?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On item number 13, the emergency generators, can you give me an idea what the work actually is? And then the reason why I'm asking is it says it hasn't been docketed yet, and I'm just, with summer coming up, I'd hate to see the air conditioning at the library not be functioning and 110 degrees and, you know, wouldn't be too good. So I'm just curious, you know, do we need to replace the generators? Do we need to...
They need some repair work.
Okay. So does that need to be docketed somehow or another?
It does need to be docketed.
And when shall we think about doing that?
Sooner rather than later. Yeah.
Okay.
So that does need to be docketed. That's one that has not been put forward yet.
Okay. How long do you think it would take for that work to be done?
So one thing I wanted to add to the on-call architects and engineers, we've also added on-call service contracts, which will allow us to have a contract in place faster for some of these repair projects. And we do actually have an on-call contract for emergency generators. So once we get it docketed, it will move forward pretty quickly.
Okay, so that's library, police headquarters, and here at City Hall. So,
yes, that's correct.
All right, so we'll work with the chairman and get that docketed, I guess, right?
It's got to come from the administration.
Well, then, why haven't they done it yet?
We're about to.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hi. Could you remind us when you expect a decision on the on day and the modulars, when monies are going to be spent, and how that relates to the fact that we didn't bond it this spring, so we wouldn't be bonding it till next spring?
I might hand that over to Maureen. Maureen, do you want to talk about the bonding issue with the FAA and modulars?
Perhaps you could just tell us when you think a decision is being made. At least.
Decision on which
day and the modulars?
In terms of moving it forward?
Yeah, or what the decision will be, how the $5 million will be spent.
Well, we've already docketed and had approved design funds for $75,000.
I know.
So we're moving forward with design on the modulars currently. The day project had previous design funds set aside, so we still have funds available. We should have by June a clear enough estimate to be able to put forward a request for construction dollars, for the rest of design and construction dollars for both projects. Does that answer your question, or do you have a question about the bonding timing?
It's that easy.
And I apologize, I didn't hear the beginning of the question.
So we missed this past April's bonding for the $5 million, so we won't get to it to next spring, but we'll start spending money as of June or July, it sounds like. So how does that look?
As of July, what we do is in the spring, we bond for anything that we think that we will spend money on through that fiscal year.
So we did not expect to really incur expenditures on the day school prior to June 30th, and so it was not part of the bond sale. But we can, if we begin spending money in July or August or whenever, then it will go into next spring's bond sale.
We have the money to front to ourselves, if you will.
Did you have a question?
I just had two quick questions. One is on item 6 on the hazardous tree removal. and then on the Chapter 90. On the hazardous tree removal, so you docketed an additional request for $97,805. Is that request to specify what trees, or is it a broad-based request?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, it's a broad-based request. On the docket letter, you will see that the department, the Parks and Recreation Department, has already incurred quite a few expenditures and hope that, and expect that $97,800 will get them through this fiscal year.
For the next couple months?
Yes.
And then on the Chapter 90, the $500,000 from the parking meter funds, which we had approved, that will be added to the construction season FY 2012. Again, is there specific roads in mind, or is that a broad base?
There actually are specific roads. In the CIP that was presented to you in October, we anticipated coming forward looking for that extra $500,000. What we did not anticipate when we put that document together was the additional $630,000 or so that we are going to receive as a result of the governor's budget. And so what we are doing right now is taking a look at the roads, the ones that did not make the cut back in October, and seeing what we can do with that additional $600,000.
And when do you think that information would become available to us?
Probably within the next couple of weeks.
Okay, any other questions on FY 11? Alderman Crossley.
Thank you. Are any of the unobligated balances for any of the projects which are underway or largely completed funds that will be returned to the capital stabilization fund?
I'm not sure if anything is going back to the capital stabilization fund, but certainly if we fund a certain amount of money and do not need to spend it, we reprogram that money. If it was bonded, it may have to go to some other expenditure that was a bondable item. If it was not, then we have much more latitude with what we would do with the balance. So it really depends on a project-by-project basis.
But can you say that there's some extra money in there, regardless of what we're doing with it? It looks to me like there's a few projects where we're a little ahead of the game. I'm not sure which ones they are. I'm going to guess maybe Burr Windows, for example.
Pardon?
Yes. Maybe Stephanie can.
There will be funding left on that project. We don't know exactly what it will be yet.
Okay, so I have a question that's related to capital needs that doesn't show up specifically on here because most of it's been funded with grants. It's the Lower Falls Community Center, where we're, as you know, just a little short of completing our demonstration project and completing the envelope on that building. I wonder if you could give a status report on where the project stands.
Lower Falls?
Yes, and if you've thought about a way to complete the funding.
Well, we've talked about different ways to complete the funding, but truthfully we have to look at all of the needs in conjunction with the executive office before we reprogram anything.
All right, any other questions? All right, seeing none, then we'll move on to the second part of the CIP.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could just quickly, unfortunately, we are not long on specifics for what the FY12 projects will be. That will come out of the CIP. But what I can talk about is how we crafted the FY12 budget this year, what we did for either capital equipment or short-term capital projects, whatever terminology people are used to, and then what we would expect to be coming forward to you with during the course of this year and what the financial impact will be of all of that. And so in the budget as we presented it to you, we have $200,000 in there for police cruisers. We have about $150,000 in there for
DPW wheeled equipment. We have about $100,000 as several items combined in IT servers and different IT equipment, and we have about $55,000 in there for public safety radios and public safety equipment, and then we have a little bit of a difference. And so the budget that is going to be before you, the FY12 budget, as cash expenditures for capital items, we have about $530,000 in that budget. I think as many of you who have had conversations with me about this, I believe in a $300 million budget, we ought to have close to $1 million of capital items that we pay cash for on an annual basis. And so as we move forward, those will be our lower cost capital items. We bonded for the windows this year for $125,000. In a perfect world, I don't think we would have done that. We would have wanted to see bondable projects being at least $250,000. We can't go from where we started this year to accomplishing everything that we wanted to, but this was a large step. As you know, in last year's budget, what you did as a board and what the administration asked was that we took leftover money from the police department from the FY10 budget and funded the cruisers that way this past year. We wanted to make sure that we put that number in this budget so that we have capital equipment in the budgets every year. So that's the, as I say, short-term capital or capital equipment or whatever type of terminology people are used to dealing with. That's that aspect of this. As we're moving forward through these next 12 months, we would expect to come forward to you with, and I'm not quite sure if the extra $4 million for the high school, I don't think actually has to come before the board, but we certainly have in our debt service projections beginning in FY13. These are all the amounts that nothing needs to happen in the FY12 budget for the numbers that I'm going to talk about right now. But in FY13, in our forecast, we would be certainly forecasting that we may possibly need that other $4 million to complete the high school project. If we don't need that money, then certainly that frees up some of the debt service money that we have in our forecast. We certainly would expect that we would be looking to have you vote on the $5 million that we have docketed along the way for the space needs for the day school and the modular classrooms. We certainly expect that within the FY12 timeframe that we will be coming forward with a recommendation on the next fire station that ought to be taken care of. We are carrying a $3 million amount for that next fire station. Now, depending on which station it is, that number may be lower than what we would need. We would look either to see if we didn't want to change the total debt service projection for FY13, clearly if there was money left over in the high school project, we would perhaps look to see what that balance might be. Otherwise, we would certainly have conversations with you as far as what makes sense for the next fire station. We also then would anticipate that we would be coming forward looking to bond the typical $3.5 million that the city bonds. The school department, we are expecting that they will take their vote in June to come up with their list of what their $1,750,000 would cover. Along the way, and as a result of the assessment that we have done, by the time we're back here in October presenting the CIP to you, we will have the specifics of what the list would be on the municipal side. So as I say, for those, we don't have the specifics yet, but we clearly know what we will be coming forward with for requests as far as money is concerned. If all of that goes forward and if we bond or borrow everything with exactly those numbers, we would anticipate that our FY13 bonded debt service would be about $16.9 million. So we would expect in our FY13 budget that we will have to add about $900,000 in debt service if all of these projects get approved for the exact amounts that I just mentioned. let me see, that's probably as far as 12. By the time we come back to you in October with our CIP, it is clearly our expectation that we will have, as a result of the assessment, done a very good job of not only listing the specific projects for FY12, but it will also be our intent to have a much better prioritized list for you for FY13. And then, of course, the years going further out will be a little bit more tricky, and those will be more fluid numbers. But clearly, when we put a CIP in front of you in the fall, we expect that we will have a solid 18-month view of the projects that we have deemed to be the most important.
I guess I'd like to just take the prerogative of the chair for a minute before I open it up and see if I understand this or maybe have a suggestion. In the past, when we talk about the CIP, even though it's a five-year period, we tend obviously to concentrate on the first year. And typically, we've handled that or we've addressed that right around budget time in the April-May time period, as is the as the school committee is doing. Last year, the discussion around this time of year was, you know, it's a new administration, it's the former mayor's capital improvement plan, and in fairness to the new administration, they should be given time to review all of this and prioritize what the needs are. And, you know, we made you swear on a stack of Bibles that you'd come in October, and, you know, you did so. And I think overall, things worked out pretty well. The problem is that by the time you came in October, we had, and we were going back and forth on when this whole timetable played out, the meeting was like the 15th of December when we, you know, discussed all the individual requests, and then we moved things on to the individual committees from there. The problem with that, as I see it, is that it just gets too far into the fiscal year, and, you know, which is why there's this feeling of being behind on some of these projects this year. So my preference would have been that we were able to have the presentation that you made last October really right around this time of the year. If we're not there, then I guess the next best thing is for us to try and have it as soon as possible, which probably means as early in September as possible, so that we can take whatever action we need to take, you know, towards the end of September, or more realistically, maybe in October when we have a special meeting committee of the whole, as we did last year. I think that the project worked well. We have this summary that tells us where everything is. I mean, that's all been fine, but we need to get you started earlier in the year. So if we're going to spend this money, the sooner we get the projects done, then the sooner the our constituents benefit from it. So we had good reason for delaying things last year. I just think that we need to try and accelerate the schedule a little bit. That's just one person's opinion on it. So obviously you gave us a good idea, a preview of the things that we can expect. I just wish that we could formalize it as soon as we come back in after the summer break as possible.
Mr. Chairman, I can certainly tell you we will do everything in our power to speed it up. We've had, as I think both Bob and Stephanie said, an awful lot of discussion amongst ourselves, even trying to figure out the timing of all of this. And so we actually have the same sense of feeling like we were a little bit behind the eight ball, too. So we will certainly take a look at our schedule and see what we can do to certainly speed up this process.
Are there questions on, yes, Brian?
Yes, thank you for the presentation, for the document answering the questions we previously raised. And it seems to me that the appropriate thing for us to do, and that I think our role under the Charter is to give the administration some guidance, both the acceptance of what's put before us, if we so deem, and of guidance as to what else needs to be done in the out years. So I think what's appropriate for us at some point before we adopt the FY12 budget would be a resolution basically referencing what was in the handout and what you just said for projects beginning in FY12. Although I'm a little curious, are you supposed to put something that was appropriate in FY11 into FY12? You can figure that out. But there are other things that have been raised, particularly tonight. I mean, we've had a very clear indication from several members that there's deep concern about the inflow and infiltration issue, and that we should have some reference to that. If you can, rummage around in either the mayor's office or in our book, find a CIP from about 10 years ago and get the pattern that they do there, because basically they'll list something, put down a dollar amount in the near term, or put down not yet determined, but something stretching out, so that paying off the inflow and infiltration, I think, is something that at least some reasonable figure that would go to meeting the needs that we've heard tonight, I think, is something that if we have that concern, that we should do. I think paying off the bonds, either way. I mean, paying it off out of debt, paying it off out of new appropriations. The old version of the CIP used to have key letters as to what the sources of things were, so you could tell that. Beyond that, there's some other things that are sort of nagging at me. As Mr. Rooney was saying, I went to one or two of those town meetings too, and one constituent came up to me and chewed me out for the dreadful condition of the health department building in Newton Center. And I took that very keenly to heart, because I had been involved in the Historic Preservation Task Force a while ago, and I know we did a study of that building, and I know it found that stuff needed to be done there, and it's sort of embarrassing that it's not being done. So it would be my intention to try to put in stuff like that that's already somewhat in the pipeline. Some of the work's already been done, and try to move it to the next stage. So with that stuff of that sort, would you take it amiss if the resolution would include stuff like that as well as what you're already submitting?
No, I think clearly, I mean, it's only in our best interest to hear from members of the board as to what people think is important.
Okay, thank you.
We have a more immediate problem, and that problem is that it's the charter. And I don't mean to say the charter is the problem, but in the charter it says, and we went through this last year, if you remember, at budget time, it says that we are supposed to approve a 5-year capital improvement plan at the time that we pass the budget. And in what we did last year, if you remember, and some of you were not comfortable, and I think you may be even voted against it, what we said was, well, we have this charter requirement, so we'll just take the previous administration's 5-year plan, we'll vote on it, but with the understanding and the word of the new administration, they'd come back in October. And some of you argued that, well, I don't like some of the things in the 5-year plan, and even though we have to satisfy the charter, I'm not comfortable voting for it. If you remember, we had that discussion. Now, ultimately, enough people had wisdom enough to pass the thing, so we were so that we could move on. But that's when we were in that dilemma, and I see ourselves, we're in the same spot. So how do you suggest that we deal with the same issue of complying with the charter requirement that we approve a 5-year capital plan now?
Well,
my intention, Mr. Chairman, that what I was proposing was a resolution that takes up the stuff that they've admitted and anything else that we can think of that's obviously need to be included, like the inflow infiltration, paying off the school bonds, stuff of that sort. So the broad outlines would be there, not necessarily the details, but I think that satisfies the spirit of the charter requirement for CIP.
Is that what you're, I mean, is that what you're...
If I could, Mr. Chairman, when we reread, I think if anyone noticed, we did put the charter language in this book, and it says, it's very confusing. It says that at least 6 months prior to the submission of the budget, we need to submit a CIP, hence the October date. But as you see, you know, if you would like it, it says at least 6 months before. So I think there's no reason why we couldn't do it in September, so that it would be a little bit earlier. But even still, even if we changed the public hearing, which we had conversations about changing the public hearing to a couple of weeks after we provide the book to you, based on the charter, you still wouldn't even approve the book that we would submit in September or October until now, with the way that the language is.
Okay. Alderman Albright, you had asked to speak earlier.
I have a slightly different issue. It's okay to raise that.
Sure.
And it has to do again with timetable. So some of the capital projects can be funded by the Community Preservation Committee, and you know their timetable is October, and yet you're not going to finish until October. So I just want to be sure that all of that can work together, and perhaps you're working on that.
So as we're mapping the process, we're trying to develop a very clearly defined yearly cycle for CIP projects so that we know when we should be meeting with every department to go over all of their issues, when we should be looking at all of the buildings periodically so we can keep up to date on our assessments and condition assessments. Essentially, once the assessment is done and we develop a five-year CIP, really it's going to be a complete list. We may only submit the 5 years, but we'll document everything. And each year we'll have to revisit that list to confirm that the next set of projects that are scheduled to move forward are actually still the highest need, that there haven't been some sort of regulation change that would move something up or down the list, that there's not some other source of money that we now know about that maybe we should move something up because there's funding available earlier. Also, what this is going to take into account is that the Community Preservation Committee would like to receive pre-proposals in July, I believe, a one-page pre-proposal. So we want to set ourselves up so that at the beginning of July, we can have a pre-proposal ready for projects that would be eligible for CPA funding. So we need to fit into this annual calendar all of those milestones so that we can make sure, we have to kind of work backwards. If we know that that's the milestone, then we have to make sure we have the information we need before that.
What does that mean for this year's, this coming year's budget? Will you be able to get to a July pre-proposal?
I think we can pretty easily because we'll be going through the assessment. There's also a historic component to the assessment. And we have, to a certain extent, we have some of the knowledge that we need about which projects should move forward. So we will be ready to go in July with pre-proposals.
Okay, good.
That's the goal, to be able to do that.
Okay, just back to the previous issue, because I really want to know where we're headed as far as, you know, this year's budget goes. David points out to me, and I didn't have this in front of me, in the budget, the supplemental capital budget and the FY 2012-2016 capital improvement plan, in Section 5, there is a detailed list of projects from FY 12 to FY 16. So that, I guess, is what we should be working off of. And so then the question then becomes,
if we're going to try, if there are going to be any resolutions to possibly amend this or add to it.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe the list that you're referring to is a list of possible projects that were submitted by department heads, and it's only, if I understand correctly, only submitted by way of information for us, that none of those are formal requests from the administration. They're only things that could be included in a CIP that aren't as yet the recommendation of the administration. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Well, maybe what we need then is maybe we need a little bit more fine-tuning of this document as to what, you know, the capital improvement plan is, so that the board can take action, or we can, you know, we can say that this is, that these are the projects that are at least up for consideration with dollar costs, and we can be asked to, you know, to take a vote on that. And if there's any updated information, I guess you could present it to us. Mr. President?
Mr. Chairman, I think those are all excellent suggestions that you make, but what also might be helpful to accompany that is, Maureen, when you started this presentation, you talked about, you know, a 12 to 18 month, which sounded a little bit like prioritized number of projects,
right,
that I think that might be helpful to accompany what the chairman just suggested. That, I mean, I know you have it readily available because you just rattled it off, but maybe if that was in writing in some sort of format. Did we already get that? We didn't already get that. We heard about that tonight for the first time, right? Would that be helpful? I know it's not to hold you to anything, but I think the things that you just talked about are probably in that Section 5 under FY12 somewhere within there. I think the board, has, and what we've tried to do is an address in this memo that was on your desks tonight, addresses a little bit about tonight, addresses a little bit about this budget process, and then a larger process, as the chairman alluded to, with regard to charter requirements and things that may have to be tweaked a little bit. So I personally appreciate the chairman's suggestions that he just made, but I think that the 12 to 18 month, I'll use it loosely, prioritized number of projects you spoke about might be helpful as we get into Committee of the Whole and talk about the operational budget and the capital budget.
If I may respond, Mr. Chairman, the problem that we have, most of what I said, you know, the $4 million for the high school, the $5 million for the space needs, the $3 million or whatever number that becomes for the next fire station, we know what those projects are. Where we don't know the specifics is on the $3.5 million that we would typically be bonding next spring. The school committee, I believe, doesn't take their vote on their half of that until June, so I don't know where they are in that process. And then as far as our $1.75 million, we certainly were relying on the assessment to really steer us so that we would know what we ought to be coming forward with.
And say that in what you submit.
I mean, that's the plan.
Right.
The plan.
Can I just also add to that, you also referenced, I believe, about $500,000 worth of cash items, too, that would be.
Yes.
So that's
okay.
Part of that as well, too, so that we're getting a whole picture of what it is.
Okay. All right.
I guess I maybe said that in too many words in the memo.
But then the question becomes, I think that the 12 to 18 month window is going to be pretty easy to quantify and put in some kind of a document. But again, it's the 3.5 years after that the charter says we have to approve. And I just don't want to be at the point that we got to last year where we got through the budget and then the last sort of stumbling block is, well, how do we hire this? I mean, how do we handle this charter requirement? So I'm raising it now so that we don't raise it at the end of the committee of the whole process. So Again, the 12 to 18 month, I think that that will be relatively easy to figure out. But we have to figure out how we're going to cover the rest of that requirement for the next three and a half years. Even if it's just some general stuff, other questions or thoughts? Yes, Alderman Lappin.
Not on the process. I just wanted a clarification. You mentioned we may need the $4 million of bonding from the 15, but you also mentioned any savings from the North project, and I'm not sure what the savings are if we might need more money. Well, we are authorized to borrow that last $4 million.
Right.
That's what the board has approved. If the city doesn't need that full amount, that's where the savings, quote unquote, is. Because in my forecast for going forward, my five-year financial forecast that I've done, I've made the assumption that we would need the full $15 million. If we don't, then that's money we would have available for other expenditures. But if we do, I certainly needed to make sure that we had it covered.
You mean not the $4 million?
Debt service.
But the debt service. The debt service, okay.
Yeah.
So the savings will be from the debt service.
I don't have that number offhand, but what we did restructure that, so it's a 30-year loan. So it's less than it was.
But it was 2%, right?
It's 2% at 30 years.
Okay, so that's what you meant.
Yes, Ruthann?
Maureen, I'm saying this tentatively. I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but it might be. I think perhaps one other paragraph to include as you do this update for fiscal year 12 and looking at a few more years is really what the financial vision and strategy is. What percent of the budget do we want to have going to debt service? We know there's an enormous backlog of projects. And where in that 5 to 7% do we feel comfortable being fiscal year 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, if you're comfortable going out that far? And therefore, that translates into a certain number of dollars.
Exactly.
Debt service,
exactly.
And then a certain amount that you can bond. And that will help when Stephanie's capital assessment comes in.
Right.
But figuring out the strategy is... It takes a little thinking.
Well,
and it would be really helpful to get your insights, and that will help us understand and evaluate at least the dollar figures you're giving us.
Right, and if I may, it really becomes a policy decision. I certainly have run numbers different ways. So we could either run it, and this will be the mayor's call at this point, but it becomes a policy decision of the city along the way when we really formalize it. But we either could prepare this so that we have 5% debt service in the outer years of the five-year plan as we've adopted in the financial management guidelines. We could, because we know that we're going to peak at just about $17 million in FY13, we could have a flat dollar debt service amount for the next few years and then bond the difference, and or at least have that as an understanding of, in FY16 we could bond up to $6 million and not exceed our $17 million in debt service. So I will certainly have those conversations with the mayor, and whatever we present to you will certainly be his call at this point, but these are conversations that we will certainly need to be having as we're moving forward.
Alderman Danberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In past years, prior to the economic downturn, we had, for a number of years, a $5 million number that we used for capital improvements. And I think we've reduced that by a considerable amount over recent years. And so I think that it's the way I see it, we have to kind of back into the number that we bond, because it depends on the amount of debt service that we have available. That's why I asked the question in regards to what the dollar amount was if we were to free up
the bonding of the additional $4 million. What the policy that we need to create is based largely on what we're going to have available. We're reducing the free cash and we're putting larger amounts of money into predetermined things.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that if we were to make a determination that we would bond up to, let's just throw out a number, $5 million a year, and then we would be able to play with anything over that. What we need to do is create that policy whereby we've got a minimum number. I like that idea. And then if we've got additional funding available, make the policy decision that funding will go to capital as opposed to someplace else.
Well, it does become a policy. In fact, the chairman and I have had conversations when we were doing the financial management guidelines as to whether or not we should leave it as, I think we ended up leaving it as at least 5%. And over, as time goes on, maybe $17 million is too much debt service to have each year. So that's why I say these are all policy questions. We know that we won't be below 5% for several years, because the debt service on the high school declines at such a low amount, we will not be below 5% for several years. But I would expect the next time we're revisiting the financial management guidelines, we will certainly have significant conversations about what the appropriate amount of debt service is as we go forward.
Look at that in the financial management guidelines. We have a floor, but we don't have a ceiling. And if I had it to do all over again, I would have recommended that we had a range of 3 to 6% or whatever. I think it's just a little odd that we put a floor in there, but we have no cap. So that's one thing that we can maybe address down the road. Before I take other questions, and the clerk has reminded me this is a public hearing, so before it gets much later, I just want to open this up to any members of the public that came here tonight to speak on the CIP. Is there anyone here from the public that wishes to speak? Bill, this is your big chance. You're all set? There's nothing, you don't need anything in Lowell Falls. This is your time. All right. So seeing that, I'll declare the public hearing closed. All right. Okay, questions. I saw Alderman Sangiolo and then Alderman Albright.
Just on the, when you were talking about the debt service going up to $17 million for peaking at FY13 and FY14, I'm just looking at the five-year forecast, aren't we softening that up using the capital stabilization account? So by FY13, are we planning to use the leftover $4.8 million? And then the year after that, we don't have anything to sort of subsidize that debt service?
No, actually, we are planning on using $4.8 million this year, $3 million in FY13, and the remaining $1.8 million in FY14, so that we will, on a more gradual basis, reduce our dependency on that money.
What happens on FY15? Then we get hit with the full amount of debt that we owe.
Right, so it's really only a difference of that last $1.8 million. So we're slowly, each year, we're becoming less and less dependent on the capital stabilization fund.
But how will we pay for that?
Well, right now we are paying for all but $4.8 of it. Next year we will be paying for all but $3 million of it. By FY14 we will be paying for all but $1.8 million.
I know, but that money is coming from somewhere else. So
absolutely. There's a finite amount of revenue. So that number, that money is coming from us having to control the increases in all of the other expenditures.
For our expenses. Okay. Thank you.
Alderman Albright.
So in all your discussions about the future capital expenditures, where do the elementary schools fit in? The two new ones that the school committee had hoped to do, and certainly the long line of other things that need to be done?
Well,
Once we decide what the policy is going to be going forward on the amount of debt service that we would want to budget each year, we will then back into the amount of money that which I've been reworking these debt schedules lately, because now that we've actually handed you the FY12 budget, I've already moved on to FY13. So I was actually this weekend reworking the debt service schedules. There are actually, depending on what our policy is, if the policy is that we're going to keep a level debt service of, say, $17 million a year, there's actually a year within the next couple of years that we could bond $10 million. If we instead, as we look at those numbers, if there's a year where we say, well, this year we won't bond anything, and we'll wait, and next year we'll bond $15 million instead. These are all decisions that we're going to have to make along the way. But certainly as we move forward, my intent is to give you the tools to be able to make those decisions so that you'll know, depending on what the policies are, so that you and the mayor, you as a board and the mayor, will know, depending on whatever policies the city determines, what the financial impact is of all of them.
So I was actually thinking in that same way that it could be like a piggy bank. Okay, I'm going to not do it this year and save it up and do it next year in a bigger chunk, because that's what's going to take to get to the elementary schools. So in the five-year forecast that you bring to us in October, do you think you'll have anything about the elementary schools in there? I would hope so.
I don't know that we would have a specific school yet at that point in time. What we will have is at least have made a decision in that forecast of what we would be forecasting as a debt service number, and then identifying how much money is bondable in each of the next 5 years.
So there are a number of us who have talked over the past several years and months about debt exclusion overrides, and I would hope that those kinds of conversations and thoughts would play into your considerations about how to move forward to get some of these things done.
Well, I mean, that's not for me to say.
No, it's not for you to say, but it's certainly, it's got to be part of the thinking and the part of the conversation. And when you come to us with a five-year plan, you know, somebody has to think about how we're going to do it. And I hope that those considerations are part of the conversation.
All right, are there any other questions? Okay, so we need to just obviously do a little bit more work so that when we get to the end of this process, we have a document that meets the requirements of the charter that we're able to vote on. And if it's the out years, if it's a lot more general, or if it's the document that's in the book right now, because it's a planning tool, as far as I'm concerned, that's fine, but we need to know what we're going to be taking a vote on, that's all. All right, if there are no other questions, then there's a motion to hold the item, which I think is certainly in order. Second, all those in favor? Voice vote, it's approved. Is there a motion to adjourn the committee of the whole? Motion to adjourn. All right, the meeting is adjourned at 10:38. Thank you.